You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
你听紧嘅系 SBS 电台广东话节目。
好欢迎各位收听文化三六零。今日嘅节目呢系继续上一集未讲完嘅话题，就系关于一个历史人物吕不韦，以及呢佢带嚟嘅一个成语一字千金。吕不韦带嚟嘅成语唔止一个噶，仲有另外一个叫做奇货可居。所谓奇货就系啲好珍贵、好稀有嘅货物。若果将佢哋囤积起上嚟，等到呢他日先至高价售出啊，自然呢可以大赚一笔嘅。咁喺吕不韦心目中嘅奇货又系乜嘢嚟嘅呢？原来佢就系秦国嘅国君秦昭王嘅一个孙，叫做子楚。佢当时啊系被派去赵国做人质嘅。子楚喺秦国啊根本不被重视，佢被派到去赵国，生活非常拮据嘅。而吕不韦呢位商人见到子楚咁嘅情况咧，就决定啊出钱出力去帮佢翻去秦国。等他日呢可以做太子，甚至啊可以成为国君嘅。咁样先至係所谓奇货可居嘛。佢放咗咁大量嘅投资落去，当然就希望有回报啦。咁佢呢个算盘都算係打得好响㗎。上一集我哋就讲到啊，子楚终于返去秦国。而就喺秦昭王56年，即系公元前251年，秦昭王去世之后，子楚嘅父亲安国君就立为王啦。佢就系孝文王，而华阳夫人呢就成为皇后，子楚就成为太子啦。但系只系短短一年啫，孝文王就去世啦，子楚自然就成为国君啦。佢就系庄襄王。佢嘅养母华阳后就成为太后，子楚并且尊佢生母夏姬呢为夏太后。佢以吕不韦作为丞相，仲封为文信侯，有好多嘅食邑噶。佢嘅食邑呢就喺河南洛阳，有10万户咁多添。咁庄襄王啊，系做咗国君之后呢，3年又去世咯噃。咁佢嘅仔即系太子政呢？就被立为王，佢就系秦始皇啦。秦始皇尊佢生母子楚夫人为太后，又尊吕不韦为相国，仲号称仲父。仲就系八仲嘅仲，即系次啊，第二咁解。秦始皇即位嗰阵时呢，只系得13岁啫，就由吕不韦管理国政，执掌大权。到呢个时候，吕不韦真系可以话权倾朝野，大富大贵啊！佢净系屋企嘅家童啊，都有过万人，食客都有3000。所谓食客呢，就系指喺战国时候啲贵族啊养嘅一班人，佢哋唔系一般嘅人物，当然系有学问啊，或者系有才能嘅，因为佢哋嘅工作啊，就系为佢嘅主人呢出谋划策，为佢哋走走趯趯噶。喺战国时候呢，仲有好多嘅辩士啊，辩就系指辩论，辩士呢就系啲口才好好、辩论能力非常高嘅人物嘅。咁佢哋呢好多时就会著书立说，传报天下而名扬诸侯。 吕不韦呢就请好多呢啲嘅便士返嚟成为佢嘅宾客，仲请佢哋呀各自写佢哋嘅文章，将佢哋嘅意见啦，将佢哋嘅立论呢就写出嚟。后来仲将佢哋嘅文字呢集中起上嚟，原来有成20几万字㗎。而呢20几万字呢就被编辑为三个部分，就称为八览、六论以及十二纪。嗱，呢三个部分呢合称为《吕氏春秋》。吕不韦仲将呢一部《吕氏春秋》摆放喺都城咸阳市嘅城门，就将1000金呢就挂喺城门上边。佢宣称话：边个有能力增加或者删过一个字嘅人呢，我就将1000金送俾佢。嗱，呢个就系成语一字千金嘅来历啦。
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy, just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
吕不韦仲请各国嘅游士宾客嚟到睇呢部书，咁结果冇一个人系能够删改一个字啊！咁《吕氏春秋》系咪真系咁好，连一个字都不能够删改呢？喺汉朝嘅时候已经有学者提出话，唔系唔能够改，系实在吕不韦嘅权势太大啦，边个敢去改啊？不过又要公平啲讲，《吕氏春秋》呢系确系一部好书嚟嘅，佢亦都系中国第一部集体编纂嘅大型书籍。话佢系一部好书，咁究竟《吕氏春秋》又有啲咩特点呢？咁第一点呢，就系喺东汉时候嘅一位历史学家班固，佢所编嘅《汉书艺文志》呢，就将《吕氏春秋》编入去集家。有所谓九流十家，譬如儒家、道家、法家等等，集家呢系其中之一。而《吕氏春秋》呢，因为系出自啲门客之手，而门客本身呢都各有佢嘅流派嘅，各自有佢哋嘅独特嘅学说，咁所以先至咁杂。不过呢个杂呢就系褒义上嘅杂，正系因为杂先至能够保存咗好多已经失传嘅各个学说嘅。佢对于研究先秦哲学史、文化史各方面呢都有好重大嘅贡献嘅。《吕氏春秋》第二个特点呢，就系佢能够保存不少珍贵嘅资料。咁讲到历史，自然就会讲到史记嘅啦。不过当啲史记所记载嘅内容同《吕氏春秋》所记载嘅系有出入嘅话呢，后来嘅学者都会比较信早史记100几年嘅《吕氏春秋》嘅。《吕氏春秋》第三个特点呢，就可以由文学嘅角度嚟睇啦。我哋都知啦，好多嘅古书，譬如就算尚书啊、左传啊，咁读起上嚟都唔系咁容易嘅。但系《吕氏春秋》呢，佢嘅文字呢就比较平坦、比较顺口嘅。咁而且呢仲会偶然用下啲对偶呢一类嘅文笔啦，咁读起上嚟就更加通顺啦。而且呢，《吕氏春秋》呢叙述事件呢好多㗎，而佢叙述嘅文笔呢又详细又明确，而且又生动。最紧要呢就係用嘅词语啊、文句都好简单，但内容呢又好深刻㗎喎。咁至于议论方面呢，更加係运笔生风，步步深入，逻辑性啊好强㗎。冇辦法啦，吕不韦嘅门下个个都系辩士， 便是讲说话，佢哋嘅思考自然啦，系逻辑性好强噶啦。女士春秋嘅好处呢，不止于刚才所讲嘅，以前嘅人要研究古代文字、音韵、科技、工艺、美术、医药、卫生，乃至经济啊、生产，甚而去到卜筮啊、啲上人、上马、上狗、上风水等等呢，都会借重于女士春秋嘅，因为女士春秋就保存咗不少啊呢方面嘅资料嘅。好啦，讲翻吕不韦本人呢，根据史记嘅记载呢，吕不韦就同太后啊系私通，而后来太后呢又同一个权臣叫做卢凯嘅人呢系生有两个仔嘅。咁秦始皇九年呢，当佢21岁嗰阵时呢，就唔能够容许啲权臣当政，所以就杀咗卢凯，甚至杀埋太后私生嘅两个仔嘅。之后仲罢免咗相国吕不韦，吕不韦就被派到去佢原来嘅封地洛阳嗰度呢。不过秦始皇怕佢喺当地叛变呢，又派佢去蜀。咁但系吕不韦就喺途中服药自杀嘅。好啦，各位听众，有关于吕不韦以及佢嘅吕氏春秋呢，讲到呢一度就要结束啦。好多谢各位收听文化360，下次再会啦。
想收听更多的节目内容，使用 Apple Podcast、 Google Podcast、 Spotify 或是其他 Podcast 应用程式继续收听。
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy, just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites.With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS.Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.